This is JIS News. Coming up, government seeks formal recognition for reggae as cultural heritage. Abilities Foundation receives $10 million in funding support, and Consumer Affairs Commission urges caution in light of Grace Baked Beans recall. The details after the break.
Join us in Kingston for the Jamaica Film Festival, July 7 to 11. An exciting showcase of local and international talent. Business networking opportunities with international industry experts. Premieres and screenings of the world's recent and best films. For 5 days in the business capital of Jamaica, where art meets business. It's the Jamaica Film Festival, Kingston, July 7 to 11. See the press for details or visit filmjamaica.com. Brought to you by Jambro in association with Red Stripe, Digicel, Chase, JTB, Tough Gong International, and Exim Bank.
Now the news. The government is moving ahead with plans to provide protection for one of the island's foremost indigenous music forms, reggae. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the government is seeking to have reggae protected under the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, Convention for the Safeguarding of Intangible Cultural Heritage. Mr. Hilton says this will better enable the country to maintain control over the definition, recognition, and identification of the musical genre.
Reggae forms part of the heart and soul of Jamaica. We have and continue to share our story and culture with the world. However, even as we share our music with the world, this creative industry must be protected and better monetized.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. The Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, is again urging Jamaicans to exercise caution when purchasing tins of Grace Baked Beans. This after the company recently issued a recall for 9 batches of its 300-gram baked bean products packaged at its Grace Food Processors canning division. In an interview with JIS News, Director of Communications at the CAC, Latoya Halstead, says the agency is urging persons to check the batch codes listed on each tin before consuming the product to ensure that they're not among the tainted batches.
And we don't want to take any chances, so we're urging them to pay particular attention to the codes that have been issued. And if they do find that they are in possession of any of those, to immediately return it to the point of sale so that they can get a full refund.
Ms. Halstead says concerned consumers may call the Consumer Affairs Commission to check if their 300-gram baked beans are among the tainted batches. They may also visit the agency's website at cac.gov.jm. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has announced that due to unforeseen challenges, the establishment of a police post at the Spanish Town bus park has been delayed by 1 month. The post is now scheduled to be opened in early August. Speaking at a media briefing Monday, Deputy Commissioner of Police Clifford Blake said despite the delay, plans are far advanced.
Having visited the bus park, we are reviewing the plan and we have written and asked for an additional month given some of the logistical challenges that we are now foreseeing.
DCP Blake says the logistical challenges include housing and accommodation. National Security Minister Peter Bunting had in May announced plans to establish the post as part of long-term measures to tackle the upsurge of crime in the St. Catherine North Division. And operations at the Abilities Foundation have been boosted with a further injection of over $10 million from the Economic Improvement Project. The project is funded by the Ministry of Labor and Social Security through the Japanese Development Grant. Last academic year, over $6 million was issued to the foundation. Managing Director at the Abilities Foundation, Susan Hamilton, says the grant was used to enhance capacity building as well as provide trainees on the Program of Advancement through Health and Education PATH with additional assistance.
The project has assisted in the procurement of assistive aids for classrooms. We now have a projector, we have laptops, we have recorders for the visually impaired, and additional computer technology. And we are now proud to announce that the project will now enter its second year, and they have increased that amount to over $10 million.
Ms. Hamilton was speaking at a graduation ceremony for 44 graduates of the Abilities Foundation in Kingston recently. She says the funds will assist the institution in meeting its operational costs. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.